We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Maxie's busy covering all sorts of stories. I saw your piece with the head coach over at Hamlin. That was pretty interesting, Mike.
Yeah. Chip Taylor, who African-American gentleman, is the only African-American head coach of the MIAC, as you know, David. So different perspective, because Hamlin obviously is close to the Midway area that got ravaged, and all these coaches are doing things in the summertime through Zoom. They've been allowed to do more because they didn't have access to their kids in the spring, so he's been able to communicate more with them, because there's a lot of questions, and a lot of parents have questions as well, for not just Hamlin, but all the schools in the Twin Cities. When you recruit nationally, you know, there's questions about, hey, is it safe there? Or if you're from outside the metro area, you know, you may feel a little uneasy about what you saw here, and if there's anything that people need to be concerned about. So I think they've been able to talk through some things and have some of the tough conversations that everybody are having right now about race relations and how people feel. And hopefully that'll be the exercise, the positive exercise that comes out of this, that people can ask real questions and get real answers on it instead of kind of skirting the issue. And that's a part of what we talked about. But I got to tell you, Dave, it is surreal on these campuses, Hamlin and all of them, because they are just shut down. And it's not that the summertime, like they're real active, but you're so used to just seeing people walking on sidewalks and a certain energy to colleges. And it is just, it is eerie to go to any of these campuses right now, because there's just nothing going on there. Over at Augsburg, they've got the dome up still. And I asked, why is the dome still up? And they said, well, we used to have our students, that was part of the deal, they'd take it down as part of work study. If we want to have somebody privately take it down, it costs like $20,000 or some ridiculous figure. So they say, we're just leaving it up until COVID-19's over. So there's all kinds of things like that that are going on right now.
Did Chip say anything about a fall season?
Well, obviously, you know, and Peter Haugen, I talked to the Gustavus coach, and they said, you know, we're leaving that to somebody else. Those are higher powers that are going to decide. So we will proceed as if there is until somebody tells us differently. But I was talking to Paul McDonald last night, and of course, he's the athletic director of Vermilion Community College in Ely and a longtime basketball coach. And their season, the football season up there, has already been canceled. And he said it's a scramble for these kids trying to figure out if there's another junior college that they can go to and play football still. And of course, even if you find another junior college, you don't know if they're going to have a season there. And then he said basketball is already, I didn't realize that, basketball has already been pushed to January at the community college level. So they're not going to start, no coach contact, I think he said, until January. So really practices won't start until January. So they really are a ways out on all this. And that's only if, you know, only if they feel comfortable at that time.
Paul's done a lot of officiating through the years too, hasn't he?
Yeah, he referees, he's refereed football, basketball. I mean, I've never seen anybody that does so much. He's also the county commissioner up there. His father, of course, Bob McDonald, the all-time winningest coach at Chisholm, is in a assisted living situation up there near Chisholm and Hibbing, and they haven't been able, just in the last week, they've been able to actually physically see him because of all that's going on with the senior care. And he said even that, you know, it's quite a process just to get him, you know, to come outside where they can see him and talk to him and maintain social distancing. And he said it's just, it's difficult because you call over there and he says, come on over and see me. And you can't just do it. And, you know, that's obviously lots of issues everywhere, but it was interesting to get his take on it.
What did Randy Sampson tell you about the track?
Everywhere, but it was interesting to get his take on it.
What did Randy Sampson tell you about the track?
Well, he said they've minimized, or maximized, I guess, what it is that they can do, and it's still not the same. And they're running during the week, he said, because I said, why not be open on the weekends? He said, well, we can still sell it out during the week because we have limited capacity, and we don't have as much competition on the handles. And the weekends, you've got every track open, and people are betting, through computers and everything else. They can place their wagers, and so there's more competition, so we can get a better handle by just running on Monday through Thursday with limited capacity, and they've got plenty of space out there, so they can get, they can get about 1,000 people in there on a given night.
Max, you're doing a great job with all these guests you're getting on the radio and on television. Just keep up the great work. You are a mentor to many young journalists out there right now, whether you like that or not. Now you got to be responsible.
They can do better than that, but thank you. You and I and Bob Hoffman will break it down one day.
I'm not worried about you and I. It's Bob that's the wild card in that deal. But I'll look forward to it. In fact, I'll be calling you a little later this morning, Max. All right, I'll see you soon. Thanks, Mike.
You got it. Thanks.
Mike Max here on WCCO. Catch him on WCCO TV every night as well. Right now, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll check your traffic and look at that weather next on WCCO's Morning News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.